When someone is hurt in a truck accident, the one question everyone has is, why did this terrible collision happen? To answer that question takes an experienced team of lawyers and experts. Not everyone has this type of experience. At Colombo Law, we are truck injury lawyers. It's what we do every day. When someone is hurt by a truck, Colombo Law is the law firm people call to get answers. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.
Faithful, when number eight speaks, you listen.
You're just making me feel like you're not listening, bro. Did you go get a donut?
Because he can make the inconceivable.
It's like the Princess Bride, remember?
Inconceivable.
Conceivable. It's time for the Festive 49er.
You don't put Halloween lights in a tree.
Yeah, I do.
Christmas tree, not Halloween tree.
It's Hall of Famer Steve Young with Tolbert and Copes.
Sponsored by Friedman's Appliance. Proudly serving all of Northern California with a wide selection of luxury appliances. Visit them in Pleasant Hill to see the Friedman's difference. And by Putnam Chevrolet in Burlingame.
On the Sports Leader.
It's a Hall of Famer, number eight, Steve Young, looking at the bright side of things. Not sure what they are right now, but we're about to find out. Hello, Steve.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, the Killers. Hey, when you're jealous, this is what it feels like. This is what it feels like. This is jealousy.
Is that the name of the song? I thought it was Mr. Brightside.
It's Mr. Brightside, but it's about jealousy, bro.
Is it? Okay, well, I didn't know. Yeah. I don't really listen to the Killers.
Yeah, the Killers are, come on. Put them in the mix.
No, they're okay.
That's like the only one.
Yeah. They're okay. I mean, I don't dislike them.
Young the Giant, Kings of Leon.
Kings of Leon. Yeah, I'm over them.
Look, you can get over them. I mean, it's like they're good or they're not good. It's not like you don't get over them.
I'm over them.
I'm not giving you the pop, you know, top 10.
Yeah, I'm over them.
Fade with some guy. Like, you know, these guys are good.
You like Tool?
No.
Oh, you'd love Tool.
All right, I mean, I'll check it out. I'll get over them quickly.
Big fan. You don't get over Tool, Steve. They stick with you. They linger.
It's a slow burn. Yeah,
it's like you feel like you're almost haunted, and you're like, God, I can't lose these guys. Incredible band.
Yeah, there's some. I know that feeling. I know that feeling. I'm familiar. By the way, since this is one of our last shows, I just want to go through a little bit of the kind of review, like the year in review.
Yeah, year in review.
A couple of lowlights that I want to talk about. One of them was the Carlos Correa news when I was like, you broke it 3 days later. I had no idea. And I just was thinking about that a minute ago. Like, what a goofball that I don't even know. And then on live TV, on live radio, you're like, I'm processing it, and the whole Bay Area's like, what an idiot.
Why would you, that's the funny part, you would think that, because it didn't happen, but like 4 or 5 hours before you came on, and it's not that unreasonable to think, you know, someone wouldn't be on their phone for a couple hours, and they wouldn't know. I don't know why you thought everyone should know.
At least a day. And then it got worse. When I was like, then screw him. If he doesn't want to come to the area, he's like, oh, you did it?
You were like, no.
That was amazing. What?
Yeah, no.
See, you said low light. That was a highlight for us.
That was a highlight.
Mr. Brightside, that was a highlight today, all right?
We love that.
That's number one.
What?
The texters loved it. KNBR.com loved it. That was maybe the highlight of the year.
But I've got to focus on more low lights for me, because obviously you guys see them differently.
So, anyway, we're absolving you of that, because that wasn't that big a deal.
All right.
So what else? Anything else you want to year in review?
That was the one that popped in my mind for the year in review, but I'm sure there's others that, you know, give me a minute, I'll think of.
Tim says Quabs. That's definitely a low light.
Quabs is that's a low light, but from 2 years ago.
Yeah, that's a low point.
Don't try that. I went. I don't remember what the title of the story was. It really about the title of the
song?
Well,
that's kind of the point.
Yeah, and so just let it go. Like, you can't let it go.
Let it go. Let it go. Let it go.
You seem to be somebody. Do you do that to your children, Tom, where you just don't let it, like, give it up? My dad, I was late one time, and for the rest of my life, you're late. You're always late. You're always late. Like, bro, one time. You know,
bro, did you think I was going to forget quabs?
Quabs? You did until someone yelled at you. From the other side.
You're right, I did.
Tim said it. Yeah, great call, Steve.
But it's still pretty amazing.
If I had four assistants, I would have more low lights myself.
Oh, please.
I don't have all the help. I don't have a union job going on over there. I got one guy.
Assistant's pretty generous for Tim.
Oh, that's funny. That is funny.
That's good.
All right, before we get to the game this weekend,
what game? I don't care.
Okay.
It doesn't matter.
Did you solve golf this weekend on a pebble?
That was a highlight. Yeah.
I cracked the code. I'm telling you.
Cracked the code.
What? I'm not. Look, just stop with it. Okay. I will tell you that I played Spyglass the third day. I cracked the code. If you've ever been a Spyglass and you play 13,
it's hard.
14, 15, and 16.
Brutal.
In pressure situations, in tournament play, and you par four in a row with legit shots the whole way, you've cracked the code, bro. Now, listen, did I spray it a little bit? Did I scrape a couple around? Anyone that was a hole four at Pebble on Friday, I'm so sorry. I apologize. I don't suck that bad. I was just trying something. I was trying a little tidbit of something that the pro told me.
Trying.
And literally, I stuck it into the hay twice. It was brutal. But just know that it's a playing lesson, and I'm growing and maturing through the whole thing. And by Saturday, I don't care what you say, man. The code is cracked.
What are you talking about? I didn't even watch you play.
I just asked
you a question. Stop being so defensive.
You compared my game to the kicker from the Cowboys. Bro. We're going down.
I don't even know. I have zero idea what you're talking about. I didn't watch the tourney. I just asked. I was curious, and you're attacking me. I feel attacked.
I have some insecurities, Tom. Yeah.
I can tell.
He's still got scar tissue from Urkel in the 3-point. We got to let it go, Steve.
No. Did anyone want? Hey, but on 12 at Pebble, if anybody remembers that when they gave me the standing ovation when everyone else was like off the green, I put it with them. Yeah. Just remember that one.
Yeah.
All right. Move on.
Look. I'm gonna give you. I played Spyglass, and to par those four holes in a row.
Legit.
That's impressive.
Legit.
That is legit.
9 and 10 at Pebble against the wind. The wind was whipping. Like, just stop. All right.
Don't add the other two holes. I was giving you credit for the four. Okay. Don't tack on the other two from Pebble.
But I did have, look, I had some messes. Let's just admit it. If you're over at Monterey Peninsula on Thursday, first hole, 10.
Did you play right or left?
There's like 15 people around, you know, and I just wanted to go apologize to each one. Just like, I'm sorry. You know, because I know what they were saying. It's like, I thought he was an athlete. I thought he was an athlete. What happened? Because that looked like Urkel at the 3-point line.
Urkel took you down.
I thought he cracked the code.
Oh, that's right. Urkel did take me down. Oh, thanks for that memory. Look, we're going low light special here.
This is good.
Did you get a chance to talk to Aaron Rodgers at all while you're out there?
I did.
What? Tell me what you think about him.
On his four-day darkness.
Yeah, darkness. Did you see the oven headline? The onion. I said oven. The onion headline.
No, what was that?
It said
what?
Aaron Rodgers to go in the woods and meet with his trusted coven of witches to find out what he's going to do next season.
Yeah.
Well, what does that have to do with an onion?
Well,
we can't.
Bro, you don't know the onion, the website, the onion is like
it's a satirical.
Satirical.
I'm sorry, I was behind. I thought you were talking about the actual cutting.
No,
of
you're going to be.
No.
We're unclear.
Did you know Correa is going to Minnesota, right?
So here's what I want to just relax. Go backwards. Reverse. We're going backwards. We're going backwards because I wanted to go back to the four-day.
Yes.
Darkness.
Yeah.
Like, have you ever been in a pitch black spot? Like, no.
At night?
No, not pitch black, though. Pitch black? No. I don't want pitch black. Yeah. I'm not doing it for 5 minutes, let alone freaking 4 days.
Throw them in the shoe. It's like isolation.
Yeah. No, I mean, my life in a pitch black scene. You'd go, that's insanity. I don't know what that, it must not be 4 days straight of pitch black, right?
No, I think way. It is. I mean, that's what it sounds like.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what it sounds like.
Look, the idea of isolation and like letting meditation and these deep meditations, even the daily ones, day ones or whatever, like the prayer meditation, I'm very much that. So I'm about that. But to sit in pure darkness, it feels biblical, and I don't think it's in the right way. Like in a that's not. I don't know. That doesn't.
Deuteronomy or something. Yeah.
Yeah, it feels like Old Testament, like something very like draconian. Like you would not pay for that. I wonder if he's paying. Does he get a free shot at it, or is like a pay?
2 days. You try it out for 2 days, and then if you want to do the other two, you got to pay. Yeah.
You get the third day free.
In darkness for four straight days. That'll be $15.
Yeah. Buy three, get the fourth day free.
Right.
I mean,
price that? How does that get priced, Tom?
I have no idea how it gets priced.
How do you eat? How do you know what you're eating? Where the food is?
How do you know where the toilet is?
Yeah, it has to be dark food, man. It has to be like plugged in a can of illuminator.
I mean, do you get a glow stick to lead you to the bathroom or something?
No, bro, you're in darkness. You got to feel. I don't know. I have no idea, but I don't know how they price it. I don't know. I wonder about that.
I got to, you know what? I didn't even think about that. I got to look into that. We're going to look into that darkness.
All kidding aside, I do appreciate taking some time and really going to the depths of what you want to do because I think retiring is a death. It's a death of your, like, what you're best at in your life. You'll never be better. How are you going to be better at how good he is and great he is at quarterback? He'll never be better at anything else. And so it's a death of something very, very tender. So take if he wants to do 10 days in darkness and that'll help him get to the right spot, I'm up for it. Because I very much appreciated the chance I had to take the time to really kind of weigh it out so that I didn't have – you always have regrets of missing the thing you were best at, but you have to settle on it. And part of it is settling on it. And I think there's a real chance he retires.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I don't have any insights. I don't. The only thing I'm going to say not that is because as the off season starts and things calm down, everything you think about football is like a fairy tale. It's strawberries and cream, like, oh, the season, I can't wait for it to start again. Like, you think, and then all of a sudden you're in November and Thanksgiving, you're like, what have I done to myself?
Yeah.
How did I get into this?
Graduation so goggles, right.
He's into that mode now where, well, the Raiders, what if we could pull something off and I can go and play in Las Vegas or New York Jets or whatever else it is. By the way, it's not going to be the Jets because the Raiders are tax-free. I think that's a There's something there. So just the Raiders, if the Raider fans are excited about the possibilities of Aaron Rodgers, I'm going to say that it's possible.
Talking to Steve Young in the Yuma guest line. By the way, Steve, we've got the details on the retreat.
We do.
On the center.
Okay.
Dark retreats. It's $840 for the 3-day retreat. There's solitary retreats, group retreats. Whether you're looking to take your meditation practice deeper on your own for several months in solitude, Jesus, or simply to get rid of technology for a little bit of time, this is the place for you. Anyway, they've got high-quality cabins, rooms, practitioners. I thought he was going to be, like, sitting in a cave somewhere.
That's what I'm wondering. So it's not pitch black darkness.
Yeah, it's. I've done a retreat like this before, Steve, and a lot of times it's darker, and it's a lot of silence usually
I apologize. I was thinking they put you in a pitch black.
That's what he made it sound like. Yeah.
And 4 days, like, no. The answer to that is no, right? But a darker spot to get some time away, okay, for $840.
Contemplative silence, yeah, all that stuff.
Right. That sounds like, that's 4 days of the Marriott. That's okay.
No, I don't think that's what it is.
I don't think it's room service.
It's not like it's 15 grand, like, oh, 25 grand because there's a special darkness that we're going to give you. You know how that can be. You know,
yeah, I'm looking at some of the images right here. This one thing is like it looks like a fireplace, and they just stick you in there, and you just...
Oh, yeah, no. If you're going to have a fire going with
the... No, there's no fire.
No, that's
it
the
looks like a fireplace.
It's a sauna, I think. It's a Central American
wood,
sauna.
Wood burning and a big rug and yeah. stuff. Yeah, no, 4 days of that locked me down. I'm good.
Start putting some carrots and onions next to you, too.
Yeah, I don't know if I could do, like, complete darkness for 10 days or for
yeah,
4 days.
No, that's good. I feel better. I feel better.
Raw, vegan, and gluten-free kitchen. I don't know that I would do that for 4 days.
Yeah, no, I'm up or down. Whatever. I'm good.
You're in for it. All right.
Protein. I don't need a lot of sugar. I'm good.
Good. Good deal. Well,
dude, all you need is a little monk fruit.
There we go.
We have gone so south. We have gone to have anybody who's listening. If there's any human that is listening to this right now and knows what he's talking about, then we are all so connected in a way that I did never even imagine.
See?
Through this show.
Stand by. They're coming.
If you remember what monk fruit comes from and how that comes up, I will just love. If anyone that I ever see in the Bay Area can just yell monk fruit at me, I'd make me so happy. Just, if you ever see me and you say monk fruit, we are hugging it out. So we are tight.
That's great.
All right, tight. I'll throw this out there. Hit us up on the text line if you know what drink we're talking about that had monk fruit in it. There you go. We'll see. We'll see if we can get some of those. That'd be fantastic.
I would love that. Get their name. Need to meet them.
How about the 510 texter that simply just said, well, I know.
They do?
That's all they said. No, we need evidence.
You win. All you have to do is say yes.
Yeah, I know.
All right, we got to talk a little bit about the game.
Okay.
Yeah, so
I don't. Where have we gone?
We've gone everywhere. We've gone into a darkness retreat, and now we're back, and we're talking game.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Where do the Chiefs have an advantage other than quarterback? Or do they? Is that enough?
I always think that the scar tissue of previous big games and being in big games and being around big games a lot and swimming in the deep end of the pool a lot and knowing what it feels like to have, you know, the nation watching you consistently and you get used to it. You've had people targeting you for years now. We're playing the Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes. You live in that space and you get comfortable in that space. That's powerful in these kind of games. It matters. It doesn't make the whole difference, but that's the part that I like about them. And that makes it so that the first quarter is really effective generally. And the fourth quarter, because that's when the most chaos is and you can make stuff happen. It doesn't mean the Eagles don't dominate or everything else. So I'm just saying as a leg up going in, the Eagles have not swam quickly.
Either or. I'll go swam, but it could be swam.
Swam in the deep end, like they just haven't. It's been 5 years since the Super Bowl. They've turned the roster over. This is a really, really talented football team. It reminds me of the 11 or 12 49ers where they weren't great, and then all of a sudden they were great because of all the guys that they've been collecting, offensive, defensive lines. I have a feeling that the Eagles are way better than they even realize, and that might come out because they haven't been tested. They weren't. The 49er game, I thought, was going to be the one that was going to show everything the truth. It just didn't materialize. You go back to the Giants game in playoffs, didn't materialize. Their regular season schedule didn't really materialize. So I just don't know. I have an inkling that the Eagles are actually way better than we realize, and that might come out on Super Bowl Sunday, which would be cool for them. But until that happens, I'm going to go with this guy that just in this team that swam in the deep end for a long time.
Talking to Steve Young on the UMA guest line. In terms of Mahomes, do you think that means he has? Does he have to play MVP football to win this game?
No, I think that he. I mean, when does he not? Some ways, I think that he's as long as he's healthy, which I think 2 weeks. He saw that the high ankle sprain was obviously not severe, or else he couldn't have played in 7 days. And so, and I'm watching him play. You could see it stung him a couple times, but I didn't get the sense that it got re-injured. So 2 weeks in, you got to feel like he's going to be pretty much at full strength, and that is a big thing. I think that he's going to have to be careful because this pass rush can come from four guys. Every quarterback, you know, from the beginning of time, when you get a pass rush that can come with four guys and bring the heat, and they don't have to bring anybody extra, that's always more difficult. Packers of my day, the Cowboys of my day, there's four guys. Gilbert Brown, Reggie White, and I don't know who else, but it was like brutal. And, you know, and that's what they have. And so I think that Patrick's got to be careful. I will notice, I don't know if you've noticed, but Patrick, in the bigger games, he loses a little patience. He loses his patience a little more quickly, and he gets outgoing when people, I think, are still open to throw the football to. And then he gets out and tries to do something special. And I think the hero ball has bit him. It bit him in a championship game a year ago. It bit him in the Super Bowl against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers very, I think, pretty dramatically. And he actually, against the 49ers, didn't play great because I think the same thing kind of thing was happening. In the end, the hero ball came through for him. But I think in the big games, you got to be careful that he doesn't try to do too much all the time.
Can it help him? I mean, I hate to say the ankle could help him because you'd like him to be as mobile as he could possibly be, but the fact that he knows he's not going to be able to get out and be as mobile as he would be outside the pocket, then maybe he's more dialed into, and he's so good inside the pocket. I mean, I feel like I'm just making stuff up with him because he's just so good, and he can beat you so many different ways. But I'm just wondering if there's a scenario in which his lack of mobility a little bit, not all of it, but could help him in a way.
I 100% agree with this. I actually had that experience. And remember when the coach tied my legs up to try to just as a joke.
Remember you telling me that.
Yeah, just a joke like, hey, I know you can run. What I don't know is how you'll be sophisticated throwing the football. And when I tell sophisticated, it means whatever play we call, complete it for five, for eight. Just get into a consistent rhythm. Get the ball out. The offense loves it. Linemen love it. They don't mind when you run around and make a, you know, throw a big gain or anything, but what they really love is calling the play in the huddle and having it work and calling another play and having it work and seeing the defense out of the huddle start to just get mauled. You know, we don't need the hero ball. We need something special to beat them. We'll beat you out of the huddle. And the offense, especially the linemen, love it. And so I think that Patrick's really concentrated over that on that in the last couple of years. That's why I say he's a much better player today than he was in the last previous Super Bowls, because he has matured in that way. He has metaphorically tied his feet up so that he could become a more consistent thrower out of the huddle, if you will. And so I think that's why having the ankle injury or having the reminder of it can be, hey, you know what? I'm good right here. Let's get the ball out. And I think Andy Reid can help him. And I suspect he will, especially early in the game. I want plays that the ball's going to come out. I'm not going to have them get into some rhythm, because if Patrick can beat them out of the huddle and that defense gets kind of, you know, back on their heels without any of the big plays, that's when you start to say, oh, man, we're in for some real trouble.
So then who's the second biggest player for the Chiefs in this one?
Chris Jones. I mean, I think that, you know, if they say he's one of the best defensive linemen in the league, you're going to have to – I don't know if he felt the 49ers, but the way to get this Eagle defense is to have the front four – I mean, Eagle offense is to have the front four push back to get into that RPO, to make Jalen feel like there's less room to make the decisions that he wants to do. He wants to be able to go bubble screen, throw the fade, maybe go to the RPO, inside zone run, or maybe I keep it, all in one play. And he loves to have that space when he goes to the RPO, that there's like 4 or 5 yards of like room to kind of think it through and see how it's going and see how I feel about it. And then if that defensive line can push and create less space and get into his kitchen as he tries to decide what to do, then I think things get much more haywire for him. And I think that's the secret. It's that that ability for those four guys to take the line of scrimmage and just kind of move it back into the RPO, I think would be big.
How big a deal is it for the Eagles? We know they can run the ball, and I'm assuming they're going to run the ball at least somewhat. But Jalen Hurts hasn't looked great throwing the ball the last couple weeks since he's come back from the shoulder, but he really hasn't had to a whole lot either. I mean, he didn't have to against the Giants both game. Well, he didn't play the last game. He didn't have to against the 49ers. How big a deal is that going to be? Because, I mean, the Chiefs are a better defense than people give them credit for, so I don't think they're just going to run it down their throat. Jalen Hurts is going to have to make some throws, and he has made some throws over the course of the year, some big throws. We just haven't seen it recently.
Yeah, no, I think it's been a couple of months. And I didn't get the feeling in the Giants or the 49er game, although they both disappeared kind of in the evaporated into nothing really quickly. I didn't feel like even early that there was a sense that there was these big plays out there that they were just going to, you know, these incredible receivers would be running wide open and there's going to, you know, September, October, and a lot of November, that was the case. That's why you're saying, these guys, who are these guys? And, man, they can run it, and guys are wide open. And suddenly I just don't feel that as much. So that's why I don't feel the Eagles as much. Things I've told you, I think they could be really, really good. I'm just not sure. And even out of the wins in the playoffs, I haven't felt like that early feeling like, oh, these guys are dynamic. And they're like that, like I saw them in October, we'll call it. Like October Eagle football, I just haven't gotten that feeling. And I don't know if it's injury or it's just time they got caught up to. They don't do dramatically difficult, complicated things. They just do five things at once. And they have the options to do five things at once. And that puts defenses into a bind. But what they do is pretty consistently not, you know, schematically difficult. And so I just wonder, you know, can they look like October Eagles football? I think they're going to need to be.
So who do you like?
I like the Chiefs. I don't see a 19-12 49er Cowboy game.
Yeah.
I just don't know how you keep Patrick Mahomes under 30. You might have him at 19 into the third quarter or even in the, but it's not going to end up there. It's going to end up at 32 or 5 or 7 or, you know, and I just feel like inevitably, and then so now you got to go do that. You got to go score the 34 to beat them. And I'm not saying they can't do that. I just say the odds get deeper for the Eagles to be able to go do that. Now, if somehow they keep Patrick Mahomes under 24, then, wow, they're right in the mix. If this is a game that ends 21-17, then that could go either way, no question. But I just don't know how they pull that off over four quarters. Now, I will tell you, I didn't think the Bucs could do it to them. I didn't think they played so poorly in that Super Bowl that it makes me, but I think they're just a much better team than they used to be. I think they're defensively better. I think Patrick's a better player than he was a couple years ago.
See, Steve agrees with us. Take the over. Take the over 15.5 points.
I don't know how, in the end, the only way the over doesn't win is if the Eagles, if they get beat 31-10. You know?
Yeah.
But I don't know that that's a really good bet either. I just feel like, again, it could be 35 points total into the fourth quarter, and then you know it. I just feel like it's going to get to 50, no question.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you another question, but we have a lot of people checking in on monk fruit, if you guys want to get back to that.
Oh, they do. What was the drink they talked about?
Well, I assume the drink we were looking for was it Zevia? Was it Luna soda or something?
Luma.
Oh,
yeah. Luma was the soda.
Okay, so Luma.
Shark Tank. Luma.
Dude, Luma.
Man, Kevin O'Leary blew him up.
People, you know, my buddy, sweet guy, patent lawyer, had come. He's sick of having lousy options for his kids for sodas. Like, it sucks. Yeah. All it is sugar and garbage, and their life is going to be shortened by it. He's like, they're going to die younger. I'm not doing that. So he came up with this tremendous concoction that actually tasted really well that included monk fruit. And then I had some extra air time because that's how I do it here with you guys. And so I was like, well, why don't you just do some advertising on my show for Luma Soda with monk fruit? And that's where that comes from.
Well, 510 at this time, it came in at 519. So right when we threw it out, 510 texted in and just said Luma Soda.
See?
First one.
We got people that have listened forever, Steve.
And then a lot of people.
It might be Jim Otteson himself. He might have been here with
us. Now there's a 415. We got a bunch of. A lot of people knew it was Luma Soda.
Dude, you don't know.
I might as well win. My soda went down the tubes, but I might as well win the bet with KNBR. I might as well, because it was my soda, so I'm going to text it in real quick.
Let's take everybody back to this. Go ahead, Tim.
Monk fruit is a Chinese superfood that has natural antioxidants. So with Luma, you get all of that sweet, delicious flavor of a regular soda with only a tiny fraction of the sugar. And it's delicious.
There you go. There's your...
Why would something so good and great for humanity die on the vine and lose to Mountain Dew? I mean, come on, people.
Steve, do you watch Shark Tank?
Yeah, I love Shark Tank.
So Shark Tank... If you watch Shark Tank enough, it's all about distribution, Steve.
Yep.
It's all about distribution and shelf space.
Yep.
And the big boys will crush you like the cockroach you are.
Clearly, KNBR retail sales was not the direction.
We're trying to get you into Kroger's. We're trying to go Safeway. They're always naming like brand stores they can get into.
Yeah.
Can't do it.
Rayleigh's.
We should call it the Shelf Wars.
Shelf Wars.
Yeah, that ain't happening.
Can't do it. You got one more for us, Tim? Go ahead.
Jim, how much have you invested in this, and have you raised any outside money?
I haven't raised any outside money in this, and I have put a huge amount of my own money.
How much?
$1.75 million.
Oh, yowza!
Wow!
The dynamite.
Damn. The sharks were all over him on that one.
Yeah,
your boy was all in.
Bro. Distribution.
Yeah, your boy was all in on this.
That's like dentists, lawyers, like not necessarily they haven't thought through the distribution,
What does he have? Like about 1,000 cases of Luma in his garage?
The other problem with monk fruit is it can't sit there forever.
Oh,
it's got to move.
Didn't know that.
You got to move.
Didn't know that. But I will say, I had some. It was good. I mean, there's no doubt it was good. I'd rather drink that than soda any day of the week.
Way better for you.
Oh, way better.
Anybody trying to get off soda and try to get healthier? This is just a tip. I have nothing to do with this company. I just go get a Kavita.
Where am I getting?
And it's like these probiotic drinks. It's like soda, but it's healthy for you. And then you don't have to have you can actually have that sense of soda without all the mess. So,
nice little
tip for you today.
your health.
What was it? Vegan? What did you call it? They had the
It was a raw vegan kitchen, is what it was.
There
raw
you go.
Yeah, yeah. That's my little tip for you.
Get some Luma. Take it into a darkness retreat.
Sit in a dark
good
room
to go.
And eat some monk fruit.
You're good to go.
I'm gonna go. You know what? I'm gonna go to my darkness retreat right now.
You're gonna
about 15 minutes.
Go in your room.
15 minutes. That's a nap. Yeah.
Just trying to get
retreat.
To get this off of me.
Oh, Steve, you're the best, man.
Oh my goodness gracious.
You're great.
So we're going Chiefs. We're going Chiefs and points is what we're going.
Yeah.
Yeah. And,
okay.
And red Gatorade.
Red Gatorade. Oh wow, we're doing prop bets now too.
No, I don't know.
Fantastic.
Do they really do that? Do they really do? They
do it. Steve, they do. You can bet on anything nowadays. You kidding me? I mean, a red guy. Of course, they do Gatorade at the end of the game. You could bet on that.
Which flavor Luma soda do they dump on Andy Reid? Yeah.
I'm sure there's some available.
There's
definitely some available.
You know what the flavor is? It's monk fruit, too. That's the flavor, yeah.
monk fruit Gatorade. Let me ask you this, because this is something. We've heard this from a lot of athletes, and I know you're a sports fan because you talk about basketball, you talk about baseball, all that stuff.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat because that should be your next correction, Richie. Is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah. Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
When you lost in the playoffs, did you watch the rest of the playoffs? Or at that point, did you say, I'm done. I don't really even care anymore. Catch me next season.
Oh, man. I mean, with one eye, if you did. I mean, it's just like, it was painful. It was painful. And the thing is, the 49er run from 80 to 9, to 9, to 2000, 18 playoff years, 19 playoff years, and
12 championship games, I want to say. Maybe I'm off a little bit. But it's like, I don't know how 49er fans feel. I was like, we should have 12 Super Bowls. Like, I screwed it up. So it's like whenever we got beat, remember Bill Walsh would always say, look, you don't have to win the Super Bowl. You just want to attack from the summit every time. That's the key. Every year we're going to be at the base camp, and that's the playoffs, and we're going to attack. And it's not going to happen every year. And I just don't know if that's the right way to think about it. Like, it has to happen every year. It's a way to, No one wants to watch playoff football that you're not part of, so.
Yeah, it's interesting, because I told Copes, I'm a sports fan, so no matter when we lost or what we did, I usually watch the rest of the season. But in thinking about it, when we lost to Oklahoma in the Final Four, I didn't watch championship game. That's the first championship game I've ever not watched. I've watched championship basketball, NCAA basketball forever, but that one, they actually offered us tickets. We were at the Final Four, and like, hey, you guys want tickets to the finals? I'm like, did you just ask me that? What? We just lost. You think we want to go watch the team that beat us play against another? Like, no, of course we don't want tickets to the championship game. Go away.
I move on. I remember Fan Fest. Let's move on. What's next? I'd go to the Cow Palace for the silver coin collection.
Oh, that was dude. Advertising on weekends. Yeah.
Moving on.
Or the Vallejo for the hot tub.
Yeah. Every spa must go. Spa, spa, spa.
Admission is free. I'm going.
I bet you it is. Admission's free.
All right, my friend. We'll let you get off to your darkness retreat and enjoy.
See what they think about this. Anyone that texts in who could connect with Nut Tree, because it's the same thing we've been talking about right now.
Yeah, the Nut Tree goes way back. Nut Tree goes back further than Luma.
It's the roots of that question you just said. Do you watch the rest of this? What do you do? It's like, what you do is you just try to avoid the nut tree.
Avoiding the nut tree should be a goal of everybody, right?
Nut tree, Auburn, Donner Pass, Reno. That's how it goes.
Out of town. Thanks for coming.
Donner Pass. Thanks for coming.
The truth is, you're lucky to be on land. They would have sent you on a raft if you wanted to go the other direction.
Are you going down to Arizona to work the game?
Bro, it's happening. My Barb wants to be part of the wives, players' wives have a fashion show. And so this year she's like, I'm doing it for charity. I'm like, we are? And so, yeah, I'm going down early. She's got a whole thing, and I'm walking with her on the runway.
What?
So it's happening.
What?
It's happening.
What are you wearing?
I'm sure nothing that you want to know about, but what she's wearing will be highly thought of.
Well, turn left. Make sure you turn left, yeah. Steve.
Turn left. Yeah. Turn left and go.
Yeah.
Look, I can never give anybody any advice when it comes to fashion. That is just a given. All I do is tell people when they do stuff like that, dress down as much as possible and make the wife stand out.
You know what? Since I gave the caveat, I'm giving all my best tips. Rhone, RHONE, and MPG. MPG. These are two businesses that make suits, athletic wear, like you can, and you'll never wear anything like old school again. They make suits that stretch. You can jog in. Like,
what?
Why? Go get it. Go get this stuff. It's the best. Like, never again will I wear a dress shirt that doesn't stretch and feel awesome and look great. And, like, no more of this cotton crap that, like, I don't know. No more. No more. I'm out.
So, Rhone and MPG?
MPG. MPG is a Canadian company, and Rhone is, R-H-O-N-E.
All right. Monk fruit. I'm gonna look into that. I'm gonna throw.
I'm not involved with any of them. I'm just telling you what works. And the fashion part of it, Tom, you'll love it because you can actually look half decent.
You'll love it.
No, you look, and you'll be like, no, I ain't got my sweatsuit on. No, you don't. You got a freaking dress shirt on,
Steve.
You're fooling the world.
Yeah, right? Decent is perfect for me. That's right in my alley. Half decent.
Like, Tom, your wife's like, Tom, you look so dressed up and nice. You're like, what do you mean I'm wearing my sweats? No, you're wearing Rhone.
No, that's Rhone.
You're wearing Rhone.
He's got a smiley face T-shirt on now. Rhone's looking good. Yeah.
The only sad part about it is I'm gonna have to clear all my Van Heusen out.
Well, that's what it is.
Oh, mic drop on the Van Heusen, dude.
It's like a one hit wonder. Look, I will tell you this.
Text line better than Van Heusen. They were right on top of it. Text
line too.
See? Yeah. The listeners are on it, Steve. They are on it. They know. They've been back with us.
It's right when you said it, Steve. 510 texture said better than Van Heusen. As soon as you said MPG.
Hey, I will tell you this. You know what? Stick it, because Jerry Rice and I were on a billboard in Times Square thanks to Van Heusen. So if I you say, Steve, what did you ever do in your life? I was on Times Square billboard. Then you can, like, you know, just take that and, you know, smoke it.
With Eddie Van Heusen, hell of a guitar player.
Stick that in your pipe. Have you been on a billboard in Times Square? Come on, bro. Van Heusen took me there.
All right, enjoy Arizona. Tell Bar Bear Down. Have a great time down there. Enjoy the runway.
Yep, runway.
The runway. Wow, look at that.
I guarantee you, that's what I'm wearing on the runway is MPG. Watch it. And it'll be like, you'll be saying, wow, Steve, looks good. I'm like, yeah, and I can sprint in it.
I can sprint in it, just in case. Right.
I just got off my deadlift routine, and I'm just walking down the runway, bro. That's how I roll.
Oh, brother. Well, have safe travels. We'll look forward to talking to you next week, man.
See you, buddy.
All right, Steve Young is the best.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.